A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled by his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be done to me as you have said." Then the angel left her.
Let us sing of her life, who searched for her boy child through the day and through night. Let us sing of a mother, let us sing of a son.
The Annunciation. That's how we know this piece of scripture from the Gospel of Luke, and that wonderful song Liam Lawton crafted around it. Mary was visited by a divine messenger, the angel Gabriel, the bearer to her of the Annunciation, the announcement that she would bear Jesus to the world. But are you aware that there are four Annunciations, four announcements of the birth of Christ in the Gospels? Of course, the most famous is what we've just heard. There are also annunciations to Joseph, the shepherds in the field, and to King Herod.
The angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her."
There were shepherds in the fields, keeping watch over the sheep, when the angel of the Lord shone around them. The angel said, "You have nothing to fear. I come to proclaim good news, tidings of great joy. This day, in David's city, a Savior has been born to you, the Messiah and Lord."
After Jesus' birth in Bethlehem of Judea, astrologers from the east arrived in Jerusalem asking, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We observed his star, and we have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. He summoned the chief priests and scribes and inquired where the Messiah was to be born. They replied, "In Bethlehem of Judea."
Now, as you heard, each one of these annunciations revealed the birth of Christ, and that is what they all have in common. But there is another common factor in each one. Were you able to hear it when the scriptures were just proclaimed?
"Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary into your home."
There were shepherds in the fields. The angel said, "You have nothing to fear."
Astrologers from the east arrived in Jerusalem asking, "Where is the newborn king?" When King Herod heard this, he was perturbed.
Mary was greatly troubled by his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel Gabriel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High."
Fear, disturbed, troubled. These are the common first responses to the good news of the coming of the Lord. Interesting, isn't it? But it is not that uncommon to us and even to all people. Very often, the immediate response to good news we receive is fear. We withdraw from that good news. And if we are not careful, that initial fear can overtake us. Listen.
"The boss called me in last Friday afternoon, and we all know what that means. But it wasn't what I expected. It was the exact opposite. Instead of asking for my keys and handing me a buyout package, he told me I have a promotion and new responsibilities beginning Monday. I wanted to jump for joy right then and there, but as I walked back to my cube, I froze in the hallway and inside, too. New job, new responsibilities. Oh, my God, can I do it? Will I be successful? I got scared.
My OB-GYN told me I'm pregnant. My husband and I will be having our first child. I cried. I'm so happy. But just a little while after receiving that good news, I sat down and reflected on what an awesome thing it is to carry, birth, and raise a child. That joy and initial excitement faded quickly. I'll admit it, I really became frightened, and I wondered if my husband was too. Will our baby be healthy? Can we ever be good enough parents in such a crazy world?"
I popped the question Friday night. We went to a favorite place at Promontory Point, and looking north was the entire skyline of Chicago. What an awesome sight. I got down on one knee. She really wasn't expecting it. And I said, "Holly, can we spend the rest of our lives together? Will you marry me? Will you be my wife? May I have the singular privilege of being your husband forever?" She cried. I cried. She said yes and hugged me tighter than ever before. I cried some more. But while driving back downtown, one word began to roll in my mind. Forever. Forever? Oh, God. I never said forever about anything. I felt I was beginning to sweat. Can we do this thing called marriage forever?
So it is not that unusual to have the same response, is it? The first response of Mary, the shepherds in the field, Joseph in his dream, and King Herod. What did Herod feel when he was told that there was a newborn king? Fear, disturbed, troubled. It's such a human response to good news we hear and experience during our lives. During this time before Christmas, the sacred scriptures we read and we proclaim at Mass reveal to us just how to give birth to Christ. It shows us three plans that work and one plan that doesn't.
The shepherds let go of their fear and became the very first ones to let the world know about the birth of Christ.
Joseph let go of his fear, too. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home.
"I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be done to me as you have said." Then the angel left her.
Mary moved beyond fear and what troubled her. And in doing so, she was filled with the presence of God and ready now to give life to Jesus. Like Joseph and the shepherds, she acknowledged her fears, but then rose above them. Herod is different. He stayed in fear and devised another plan. He didn't give life to God and the world. He brought death.
The angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him. he ordered the massacre of all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity, 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had ascertained from the Magi.
There are four announcements to prepare us for God to come into our lives. Four ways to say to ourselves, let go of your fear when good news and new possibilities for life present themselves to you. The choice is ours. Do we stay afraid like Herod? If so, we will never experience new life. Or do we reassure ourselves that we are stronger than the forces of darkness in the world as we light the lights of Advent? Do we hear the words that free us from our fears?
You have nothing to fear. I come to proclaim good news, tidings of great joy. This day, in David's city, a Savior has been born to you, the Messiah and Lord.
Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary into your home.
Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God.
From Scripture times until this very moment, we are reminded the Lord must be given life in the world through our actions and through our lives. Now is our time to do that. So can we say yes to that announcement, to that annunciation? Can we go that extra mile, live more peacefully in such a troubled and violent world? Can we live lives of generosity when the Advent and Christmas seasons are over? When we find ourselves in a moment when forgiveness is the very best response, can we not be afraid, but let go and let the forgiveness of the Lord pour out of us abundantly? The Dominican priest Meister Eckhart, writing in the 14th century, said it this way:
Know that the highest attainment in this life is to remain still and let God act and speak in us. Here in time, we celebrate because the eternal birth that God bears unceasingly is born now, in time and in human nature. According to St. Augustine, this birth is always happening. But what does it profit me if it does not happen in me?
This Advent day, the activity of God is pushing out of us and seeking life in the actions and in the relationships we have in this world. As we prepare to celebrate Christmas, the birth of Christ through Mary in Bethlehem, and this year through us to the world in which we live, may we not miss the chance. May we not be blinded or deaf to the moments of life and possibility. And may our response echo that of Mary at the time of the annunciation of such good news to her. I am the Lord's servant. May it be done to me just as you have said.
Let us pray. Emmanuel, God with us, in these dark days of December, we seek your light. In these Advent days, you call us to be attentive, to be prepared for your intervention in our lives, and through us into the lives of your people. May we be your light in the world. May we be your hope in the world, and stand firm against the powerful forces of hate, violence, and indifference that seem so everlasting. May we bear your presence in the world and act justly, so those blinded will see, those who choose not to hear may answer your call, and those bound by the sufferings and injustices of life can stand tall and walk in your light. Help us to turn darkness into light, anger into forgiveness, despair into hope. May we turn from fear to your everlasting life and love. Come, Lord Jesus, come.